Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We are continuing on a much more solid level with the details of the background of the upbringing of a woman who may, in fact, be the first Latina on the Supreme Court. She grew up in a South Bronx housing project, and a couple folks have crossed her path and come to tell us a story about her. Stephen Carter was in Sotomayor's law class until 1979 when they graduated. He's a professor there. He teaches her opinions now. You might know him also as the writer of the best-selling novel, The Emperor of Ocean Park. We're also joined by Jenny Rivera, who clerked for Sotomayor in 1993 and 1994. She's now a professor at City University of New York School of Law, and we spoke to her yesterday while she was riding the bus. So thanks to both of you for joining us or rejoining us. Jenny, let me start with you. What was your perception of her as a boss? She was your boss, and clerking for someone is, you know, in some ways an ultimate boss relationship because you want to be a person who shows yourself well enough as a clerk to really become a colleague later on.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, and thank you for inviting me back now without the Q20 bus. Well, the judge is, was and certainly is a wonderful boss. She is a person who has very high expectations, and so she really expects her clerks to meet those high expectations and everyone around her. So it's wonderful to be in an environment where you're pushed to do your best all the time. So it's a phenomenal training and mentoring experience that way. She's also, you know, on a personal level, a very caring and giving individual. She wants to know about what's going on in the lives of the people around her. She has lunch with the people she's working with. She's very funny and very engaging. So it's a nice blend of sort of this very high level of professionalism and an incredible work ethic, as well as someone who's also very caring and giving and wants to make sure that her clerks are doing well and are happy with the work. So she's really a lovely, lovely person to work for.
Well, you know, there was someone named Camille Proud who also used to work under Sotomayor, and she called in to the Brian Lehrer show on WNYC.
I worked at the Second Circuit. I was a low-level employee, and Judge Sotomayor, when she joined the court, she said, anyone come to my office, I'm happy to talk to you and help you in any way I can. I came in, and she sat with me, and she, you know, talked to me about my career in a way that, you know, most people in her position would not even consider doing. She's genuine. She's down to earth, and she, you know, she stands by her word. I'm an African-American woman from Brooklyn, and I feel more proud and teary-eyed about her nomination than when I did when President Obama was elected.
Was she a good mentor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As I say, you know, sort of the expectations of always pushing people to do their best, but also someone who really listens. She's a wonderful listener and really asked, sort of not just, you know, on the bench, the probing questions, but to people sort of what is it you're looking for, what is it you want to do, and she'd talk about sort of her own experiences and how she made certain choices and how they impacted her and so forth. So she's a wonderful mentor that way, and she does stay in contact with people. She's very generous with her time because she's extremely busy, so she's wonderful that way also. On that point that, you know, the caller made, that is such a wonderful point because Judge Sotomayor is able to connect with just a range of people, as you heard the caller say. And that is true. You'd go down, you know, to have lunch and just pick it up in the cafeteria. It's a very busy schedule. You may not have time to take a long break or go out. And, you know, people in the cafeteria who were working in all areas of the courthouse would say hi. She'd have a big smile. She'd greet them. So she's really engaging that way.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Jenny, for being with us. We're going to turn to Stephen Carter now. You were in her law school class, Sotomayor's law school class in 1979. We've gotten a chance to speak a couple of times about things like your novels. But in this case, I want to ask you about editing a note she wrote for the Yale Law Journal. What was it about and what kind of insight did you get into a woman who's come far?
I must say that the experience of working with her, and it was really more working with her than I was the editor, but she did, but she didn't need much editing. Working with her, it really showed all the qualities of mind that you see now that she's a judge. And in particular, what was always marvelous about her, and still is, I might add, if you read her opinions, was that she didn't have a sense of constitutional law as the place to make some bold theoretical claim. She wanted answers to be practical and workable, things people could actually do in their lives, things people could actually accomplish with a kind of reasonable effort. And more than that, she was always, as a student, the kind of person who wanted to be fully informed on every issue. Professor Rivera spoke about her as being very demanding, and she was always very demanding of herself as a law student. She was the sort of person who was always in the library, always had her notes in a law book, always wanted to make sure she knew every aspect of every question. In that sense, from my point of view now as a professor, an absolutely ideal student, as well as being nowadays right. a great judge.
Well, you know, what you just talked about her practical nature, including as a legal scholar, Jeffrey Toobin, a legal analyst on television, was quite critical of her and said he was disappointed in the decision and thought that her decisions didn't stand up to the scrutiny of being a top-notch jurist.
Well, Jeffrey Toobin is a very smart guy, but he is simply absolutely wrong. He's just wrong. I've taught her decisions for many years in a number of my different classes, and I also have read many of them. And there are two things that are wonderful about her decisions, I think. One is they're wonderfully teachable decisions because she's very generous, it seems to me, in laying out the argument she's going to disagree with. And a lot of people today, analysts as much as judges, are very ungenerous in explaining the other side's argument. She's very good at explaining the other side's argument. She's also very, very good at understanding the heart of the problem and crafting a solution that doesn't give much usually to either political extreme, but is, as I said, something that's pragmatic and utterly workable. I think
right.
really I am a scholar who writes about the judicial process, and I must say that her opinions stand out on the bench, I think, is really quite excellent ones. I think Toobin did
right.
wrong.
Well, we have to leave it there for now, but very good talking to you. Stephen Carter, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stephen Carter was in Sotomayor's law school class in 79. He is also a law professor and a novelist. We spoke with Jenny Rivera, also, who clerked for Sotomayor.